This internet radio show, or podcast, is number 67 in the series for Franklin Matters. Let's take about 10 minutes to review what matters in Franklin, Mass. This week, as it comes to a close on Sunday, May 9th. In this session, I'll cover the Planning Board meeting that occurred on Monday, the Finance Committee hearings on Tuesday and Thursday. I missed reporting live from the town council meeting on Wednesday, but I did catch up to the meeting via the video on demand archive, and we'll cover the highlights from that as well. To close, I'll do a brief outlook at the week ahead. So there were some major items on the planning board as they continued the hearing on Van Roon Chiropractic in particular. Citizens presented a petition with 175 signatures objecting to the special permit required. If approved, the special permit would increase traffic by at least 64 trips to handle a patient ins and outs to the office on Jordan Road. Now, Jordan Road is already too narrow for the volume that exists today. It's been designated a scenic road and is already under pressure from the existing traffic, especially near the intersection of Route 140, where Van Roon Chiropractic would be located. Second item, the Planning Board continued the hearing on the Big Y, and although this seems closer to approval, the Zoning Board of Appeals meeting should be interesting. The third item was the Crossways Church application for their location on 282 Summer Street was approved, and the post with the details of the Planning Board meeting will be included in the show notes, so you can get into further details on Franklin Matters. The Finance Committee held two budget hearings this week to get into the details of each department's request. The details for the Tuesday and Thursday meetings will be found on Franklin Matters, and the links are in the show notes. Facilities, technology, the all-important school committee budget, planning and community development, elections, town clerk, board of assessors, board of health, health services, animal control, tri-county, recreation, library, parking meters, police, and the senior center, and veterans affairs. All these budgets were discussed in detail. If you want some specific details, I heartily suggest checking out the notes and going further and even reviewing the video for each of those sections, should you choose. On the Milford Daily News website, I chimed in a couple of times this week to provide some details and answer to some commenters' questions. One said the police department was overstaffed due to the presence of four officers on the construction at the I-495 King Street construction site. I responded that the police working in the construction zone are actually working detail duty. They are off police hours. They are paid by the contractor for their hours of duty. The money goes to the town. The town pays the police, and the Franklin overall actually makes some money on the deal. About $16,000 per year as net income from all the police detail work. And that comes from the Finance Committee budget hearing on Thursday evening, May 6th. Another one asked about the timeline for the override this year in the high school renovation project that's on the agenda sometime as well. I responded that the override vote on June 8th will provide funds for the operating budget. The annual expenses of the daily operations for Franklin beginning July 1 of this year. The high school renovation project will generate a debt exclusion for a specific period. Now, the exact amount and period remain to be determined by the state. And according to Jeff Nutting's update at the town council meeting on April 28th, the debt exclusion vote would come around November 2011, so not this year, later next year. The construction would only begin in 2013, and the actual increase in our taxes would not hit until about 2015. And that all assumes if the current timeline continues to hold. Now, according to the Financial Planning Committee report, or the Long-Term Planning Report, Franklin faces a shortage of $3 million for this year, hence the override, a shortage of $5.5 million for 2012, a shortage of $7 million for 2013, and a shortage of $8.3 million for 2014. So yes, even if this override passes this year, There could very well be more overrides in our future. We have spent too many years cutting. We need to increase revenues, period. Some of those revenue increases will be generated by the empty and underutilized industrial commercial space, but some of that revenue increase should come from the pockets of Franklin taxpayers. As I did catch up completely view the town council meeting from Wednesday the 5th, I was heartened to hear the last 7 minutes, especially during the council comments. Chair Scott Mason addressed Councilor McGann, who was absent from the meeting. If you remember, McGann commented during the prior meeting, April 28th, that he, McGann, was going to bring forth a presentation on town waste. Scott requested Jeff Nutting to allocate time on the agenda to have this covered. This presentation, if there is anything to it, needs to be addressed before the override. Councilor Valley chimed in and said, quote, "There is no waste in this town," unquote. And that is well worth repeating. Councilor Valley chimed in to say, quote, "There is no waste in this town," unquote. The meeting adjourned, and as the meeting video ends, Valley is also heard to say, quote, "If they do find anything, they won't find much, I'll tell you." And let me repeat that. If they do find anything, they won't find much, I'll tell you. So I suggest you spend a few minutes to hear the last 7 minutes of the town council meeting yourself. This should help to address some of the negative comments that have been appearing on the Milford Daily News, and you've probably been hearing about, quote, waste in the town. So, this week coming will be a busy one. On Monday the 10th, the Finance Committee closes their budget hearings on the fiscal year 2011 budget. On Tuesday, the School Committee meets. And on Wednesday, you get a real opportunity to make a choice. There are three simultaneous events. First one in the council chambers, the Downtown Revitalization Project, is presented, reviewed, and it's open for questions. In room 205, the Financial Planning Committee, or Long-Term Planning Committee, meets for their regular meeting. And at Tri-County High School, the EPA will conduct a hearing to address, for businesses, the proposed stormwater mitigation rules that are changing that could require Franklin, Bellingham, and Milford to spend up to $70 million to increase stormwater mitigation and reduce phosphorus in the Charles. Based on what I've heard and the way the meetings are set up, I'm choosing to go to the EPA hearing at Tri-County. The downtown project should be on cable, and I can catch the replay. The Financial Planning Committee is in a room unable to be broadcast, so unfortunately, whatever happens in that meeting will be lost until we get to the meeting notes. But such is life and tough choices. So what will you choose to do this week? As I close this session, let me remind you that if you like what I'm doing here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something, please tell me. Thank you for listening. For additional information, of course, visit franklinmatters.blogspot.com. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is entitled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tintype Tunes, 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy it.